Giant 90.9, your station for variety. John Easter with you here at this WBDG 56 marathon. It is, we're in the 8 o'clock hour, which is hour number 25 of the marathon, 16 to go. Underwriters this hour, Parks Outdoor Maintenance, and some guy named John Easter. And also the BD Dads, that's our underwriters of this hour. But joining us on the phone, we have a WBDG legend with us, Corey Clark, with us this morning. Corey, how are you?
I think legend is a little too nice, but I'm doing good. You guys are on hour what again?
This is hour number 25, but it's deceptive because unlike when you were here and we did overnights for the marathon, we all went home and went to bed last night because we're smart now.
Yeah, I don't know what that was like. That would have been nice to have back then, but it's okay.
Now, when you refresh my memory, when you did the marathon, was it like we stayed overnight and we were here for like 50-some hours, right?
Yes, we stayed overnight. We were there for a while. My graduating class was 2015, so what, 7 years ago? My gosh. yeah, we stayed overnight, and we ate junk food, and we didn't sleep till that Saturday night, probably.
Yeah. So Corey Clark, once again, joining us. I got Max Gilley here with me this morning. Max is a transfer student that comes in from Monrovia High School through Area 31, and we're here this morning. So, Corey, we know that you were obviously did a great job when you were here as a student broadcasting sports and being the program director your senior year. But tell us what you've been up to since graduation.
Since graduation of high school? Well,
yeah. I kind of know, but our listeners may not, you know.
Yeah. I went to Indiana State University after graduating high school in WBDG. I joined the student station right away. Great station here in Terre Haute. I was there for 4 years. I stuck around, did sports. I was their student station manager for a couple of years. Helped won some big awards. And after that, I kind of stayed in Terre Haute, left, went to the Baton Rouge area down south, worked in a radio station for a while. Then I got a job offer to go from there to Enid, Oklahoma. Was the country morning show guy for a little over a year. Was the sports director out there. Then after that, I got a call from Dave Crook, who owns a lot of local stations in the southern Indiana area, Washington for a while, Illinois, and then Terre Haute, Brazil area. Asked me to come back. I had a kid, so it was kind of a no-brainer to move my family back home to have help and everything else. So now I'm over here working as the sports director and working in sales, which if I can't not recommend enough because you can make good money in sales. I've been doing that for almost a little over 2 years now in Terre Haute, Brazil, working for a couple of stations there. And when you work in radio, you don't sleep. So I haven't slept since middle school. So,
yeah. Max?
So what would you say was your favorite memory at WBDG?
I really enjoyed the state championship football game we got to do. Semi-state probably is my favorite game where yeah. Chris Evans, you probably hear that audio all the time of me screaming over the play-by-play guy. Don't do that, but I did it. Me and LaVon, who I still keep in touch with every once in a while. The relationships, I still talk to some guys and some of the girls that were there. So, I mean, what I tell people all the time is, the work was cool and everything else, but even high school and college, my favorite part was always the relationships you get to build with your coworkers and everything else.
The you talked about your run as a radio personality so far, and it's kind of taking you on the WKRP in Cincinnati path, if you listen to that theme song, where you've been all around, and you've returned back home, sort of. You're down in the Terre Haute area. I know you were a student at Danville Community High School. That was your home school here at Area 31. But what's that been like to be at different places? What have you learned, really, about radio in that time?
Outside of the radio part, before I get into that, I think the coolest part, traveling, I really enjoy the different cultures and the food. If you have never been to New Orleans, you've never had their food. It is outstanding. And then you go to Oklahoma and you have their barbecue. It's outstanding. It's not good for your weight. Kind of had the blues of pounds because of it. But if you have a chance to travel, whether it's radio or not, and live in different places like I have, it's pretty cool. From the radio standpoint, I mean, you learn something along the way. Everybody teaches something different. It's more of, I enjoy the communities, and when I get to be a live on-air personality, you get to interact with all of them and everything else from being on air, doing live remotes and everything else. Baton Rouge is pretty cool. Oklahoma was really cool. Everybody was so nice. Haven't anybody yell at me yet. But no, I mean, the best thing I've probably learned is just the different communities and the cultures and how to interact with everybody, and then how maybe I have an accent to some people down south compared to what my Eastern accent is and everything else. It's pretty cool. I mean, if you have a chance, like I said, to move and live in different areas for a little bit, you'll learn a lot, and it's pretty a cool experience you can look back on your entire life.
Corey Clark joining us. He's with Dave Crooks Media down in southern Indiana in the Terre Haute area, but he's also a WBDG alum. And we appreciate him taking the time out here on this early Saturday morning. So you're out and about this morning. Are you doing something radio-related today?
Not at all. I coach baseball, which I do that on the side. So we went to Jasper, Indiana last night, stayed in a hotel, had a game. I had to drive separate. I had to drive back home to Terre Haute early this morning, take my kid to a birthday party, and then after that I get to drive back to Jasper for more games. So I haven't slept, and that's okay. Just like radio, I'm used to it.
Yeah, what's that like being a coach?
I enjoy it. I mean, from my background, my father, he's been a coach since I was born, even before that, so it's kind of been in my bloodline. I played baseball in high school. I've coached baseball since college and kind of moving up in the world. Now it's a paying job, which is pretty still cool to say. I get paid to coach baseball, a sport I love. So it's time consuming, but I mean, it's okay. I enjoy teaching the younger generation of the game I love. So just like you get to teach us about radio and all these awesome guys. Mr. Easter is the bomb, guys.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I didn't pay you to say that, but maybe I'll send you something later. Okay, there we go. All right, Corey Clark, well, have safe travels today. We appreciate you jumping on with us here on Saturday morning, and good luck to the Northview Knights today.
Yeah, good luck, guys. Have fun today.
All right, Corey Clark here with us on WBDG. Thanks again to him for being with us this morning on the WBDG 56 Marathon.